letter lesson today comes from 1 Peter, the second chapter. Let us listen for God's word. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." To you, then, who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So are we ready? Not quite. All right. Okay.
Sort of.
Oh, there it is. All right. Huh. All right. A few months ago, I came across this fascinating post on Facebook, "Man Grows Church Out of Living Trees." Being a lover of both church and trees, I had to check it out. When he was a child, New Zealander Barry Cox dreamed of one day becoming the Pope, but he had to settle for head altar boy in his local parish. After a lifetime spent as a dairy farmer and tree specialist and touring the world studying church architecture, Cox decided to mix his faith with his love of foliage and grow his own church. So for the past 4 years, he has planted, transplanted, and trained trees to create this beautiful living church surrounded by gardens and a labyrinth. The church itself is made up of several different species of trees, carefully chosen for their foliage pattern, structure, and growing conditions, and attached to an iron framework. In order for this church to thrive, Cox provides loving care and regular pruning. As you might expect, people are lining up to get married here, as well as to tour the gardens and have special events. What a fabulous symbol for the church. We are used to the idea of killing trees so that we can use the wood to build churches. But what have we thought about building a church out of living materials? Contrast this image of the tree church with the Abbey of St. Peter and St. Paul in Bath, England. Bath Abbey, as it is more commonly called, is also a living church. Now, if we think we are an old historic congregation, this site has been home to Christian worship since the 7th century. At least three different church buildings have occupied this site, including an enormous Norman cathedral, which was replaced in the 1500s by the current Gothic structure, also enormous. As one writer said, "We occasionally hear about troublesome church members who manage to upset their congregations, but the people making trouble for the Abbey Church in Bath, England, aren't current members, but those from centuries past. The people causing problems aren't the deadbeats in the pews, but the dead bodies in the basement. And they're threatening to upset the church in a quite literal way. About 4 years ago, it was determined that the floor of the abbey needed repair and increased structural support. Plans were made to dig down under the current floor, find the foundation walls of the former Norman cathedral, and then use them to support a new floor. When they started digging, however, the workers found an unwelcome surprise. Large, unstable voids and air pockets created by a honeycomb of tombs. Church historians and archaeologists had long known about the tombs. In fact, they estimate that somewhere between 4,000 and 6,000 people were buried under the floor of the abbey over the last 500 years. But it was not until the trial digs at the beginning of 2011 and 12 that the effect the bodies were having on the long-term stability of the building was discovered. Many consider it a miracle now that no one had fallen through the floor during a worship service or tour. So in order to stabilize the structure, all of those remains, along with a lot of dirt and debris, had to be removed. Then the open spaces were filled, and the dirt and the remains were reinterred with lots of prayers. Two pictures of two different churches. One built out of living trees, one built over a graveyard and at risk of collapse. These two images give us an interesting perspective with which to consider Peter's words to the church in our scripture lesson today. Peter was writing to church members way back in the first century who found themselves in a precarious position, at odds with the government and culture around them. Peter wanted to remind them of who they were and to give them some hope and inspiration to endure their difficult circumstances. "Come to him," Peter writes, referring to Jesus Christ, "a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Living stones. That's an oxymoron, isn't it? Isn't a stone by definition dead, an inanimate object? And yet we are called to be living stones. What does it mean to be a living stone? Peter points us to the cornerstone of the church, Jesus Christ, who is and was the first living stone. We look to Jesus, who was and is the epitome of what it means to be alive, to be fully and wholly who God created him to be, to act with passion and dedication and obedience to God, to pour out his life's blood for the salvation of the whole world. The sacrifice that Jesus made was once and for all. We don't need to repeat it. However, as followers of Jesus, we are called to attach ourselves to the cornerstone and to live our lives like Jesus did, being fully who God created us to be, acting with passion and commitment and obedience to God, and pouring out our time, our talents, our treasure into making this world what God intended it to be. Notice that you need more than one stone to build a spiritual house pleasing to God. In fact, you need many, many stones to build a structure, just like we need many, many people, a community, in fact, to live and share the good news of God's love and grace in Jesus Christ in vibrant and relevant ways. We are called to join together into Christ's body, to attach ourselves to one another, to build a community centered on Christ, to create a living, breathing structure that is able to shine light into darkness, hope into despair, and where there is brokenness or injustice or war, to bring healing and justice and peace. That's a church built of living stones. That's a living church. So what kind of church are we? Are we alive with the new life we have been given in Jesus Christ? Like the tree church, are we rooted in the deep soil of God's love and built on the framework of Jesus Christ? Will we allow our branches to be nurtured and trained to take on the shape of Christ's body? To switch over to Peter's metaphor, are we living, breathing stones, firmly stuck together with the mortar of God's grace, staying connected, giving of our presence and our resources, and supporting one another in ministry and mission in the world? Or are we a church built on empty spaces, memories of the past, crumbling stones, full of dead wood, burdened by dead weight, at risk of collapse? All you have to do is look around this sanctuary for the answers to these questions. We gather today to remember the saints of this church who have died in the past year, whose lives are and will continue to be a living legacy to this church. Today, we also celebrate the faith and commitment of those in our midst who have contributed to the life of this congregation for over 40 years. Truly, they are living stones, and we are so grateful for their faith and continued commitment to our ministry and mission. While the leaves have been falling down outside for weeks, our tree of generosity has been getting bigger and brighter every week with your acts of love and service. You can't even see it anymore, but the cross of Christ is at the center of our tree. Because it is the extravagantly generous love of God we see in Jesus Christ that inspires our generosity. And finally, today we dedicate the financial pledges and commitments many of you have made or will make to our church for 2016, so that we can continue to grow into the living, breathing church God calls us to be. For the folks at Bath Abbey, even if their building should collapse, as long as there are faithful followers of Jesus committed to being living stones in God's church, there will be a spiritual house on that site. As long as we stay connected to Christ, our cornerstone, and continue to live and give of ourselves as living stones, we will be a living church, vibrant, colorful, proclaiming the mighty acts of God, who calls us out of death and darkness into his marvelous life and light. Amen.